Today's story involves the topic of death and may not be suitable for younger children.
I can't forgive him! I won't! Blake was my best friend, and now he's dead! How can he be so evil?
I'm so sorry about your friend, but I know that God can help you to forgive. Hi, I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. You know, I wish it wasn't true, but sometimes terrible things happen in this world. Just remember that no matter what happens, you always have the choice to forgive people who are evil. When Jesus was on the cross, he was able to forgive the men who were hurting him. In Luke 23:34, he said this, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And now our story today, it's entitled, Undeserved Forgiveness. "Joey, it's Dad. Mind if I come in?" Dad came in and sat down on the edge of the bed. "Hey, buddy, I've noticed you're still having a hard time after what happened to Blake a couple months ago. You want to talk about it?" "I hate him!" Joey turned his face to his dad with tears in his eyes. "Blake's dad killed him, and I hate him!" Dad reached over and gathered Joey in his arms. "I know, Joey, Blake's dad has a lot of problems, but that doesn't change the fact that what he did was very, very wrong." Dad turned Joey's face up to his. "Do you remember the story about Cain and Abel in the Bible? Cain killed his own brother because he was angry. It's hard for us to understand how someone who's supposed to love and protect you could kill you, but it's been happening for a long time. We live in a wonderful world filled with good things, but there's evil in it too. Blake's dad is stuck in that evil because he doesn't know Jesus, and that's why we need to pray for him. I can't imagine what he's going through, knowing he has to live with what he's done for the rest of his life." Joey wiped his eyes. "But Dad, Blake was my best friend and now he's dead. I don't want to pray for his dad." "Joey, do you remember what Jesus said when he was dying on the cross about the people who put him there?" Joey shook his head. "He said, 'Father, forgive them.' Because Jesus died on that cross, there's nothing you or I or Blake's dad could ever do that God won't forgive us for. What he did was wrong, but if he trusts in Jesus, God will forgive him, and we need to forgive him too." Joey sniffed. "I don't know if I can." "You can't," said Dad. "Not on your own. But because you trust in Jesus, he'll give you the ability to forgive Blake's dad, just like he forgave us and the people who nailed him to that cross. It won't be easy and may take some time, but if you depend on Jesus to fill your heart with love for Blake's dad instead of hate, you'll be able to forgive him." So, how about you? Are you angry and hurt because someone did something that was very, very wrong? Are you having a hard time forgiving them? It's okay to feel that way, and Jesus wants you to tell him the truth about how you're feeling. Depend on him to help you forgive others the way he's forgiven you, even when it's hard. By the way, if someone has done something to hurt you or someone else that an adult needs to know about, or if you're having a hard time dealing with feelings of anger or sadness, make sure to tell a trusted adult so they can help. Our key verse is Luke 23:34. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." And our key thought today, forgive even when it's hard. Hey, Mom and Dad, I want to talk to you for just a second. You know, one of the hardest things in the world is knowing how to talk to your kids and discipline them effectively. Well, Keys for Kids Ministries has a great book for you. It's called The 5 Love Languages of Children. Authors Dr. Chapman and Dr. Campbell will help you discover your child's love language. Help them learn and show them your unconditional love with the book, The 5 Love Languages of Children. It's available in our store. Just visit us at keysforkids.org and click shop. I'm Zach. Thanks for joining me today on Keys for Kids.